Hey, what's up, Blurred Talk listeners? It's your girl, No Tagline Wit here. We've had a circumstance where things didn't quite come together for our second episode of April. Sorry we missed our usual Thursday drop, but we did want to make sure we got you guys two episodes a month, as we try to promise. So, we're bringing you a rerun. This is actually a rerun of our 50th episode, and since we did Monkey Man in our first episode of April, we figured we kind of keep that theme going with movies based out of India. So this one's a Tollywood Indian movie, the historical action film RRR, Rise, Roar, Revolt. And this was an awesome movie. So here we come with that intro. So sit back and enjoy this rerun.
You will break my song.
You know what's so funny? When I heard the Beyonce song, somebody was like, release your job. They're like, hold on.
Miss
Beyonce has billions, so she can release her job.
I can't release my job.
He was like, don't y'all go out there quitting your job. Somebody said it on Twitter or something, or Instagram, and I was like dying of laughter. I was like, oh my God. It's like, release your job. I'd be like, we don't got that Beyonce billion.
Nah.
We ain't releasing no job.
I mean, maybe I haven't listened to the song enough. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah. No, it's the guy that's pumping her up. You know, the pump up guy in the beginning.
The hype
release
man.
Your job. Release your job. Release your shirt. He says, release your job.
And
so you're just
no
like, so the memes went out. Don't do it.
I don't know if you a good influencer.
Mm-hmm. I like the guy on there. He's like, release the shrine, forget the rest. That's how his ending little line. But he does say, release your job in there. And you're just like, somebody.
Well, people like their job, so there you go.
Somebody hung on to that, be like, you don't got that Beyonce billion. Nah. You better release that job until you got enough.
If she wants to release all that billions, it's the foundation of Oshola Hansen. Thank you.
Shoot, make a nonprofit real quick.
Release a mill. That was good.
I like what you said, Oshola, because each time that my family feeds me for free, I'm like, thank you for your contributions to the Feed a Whitney Foundation.
Exactly. Man. Shoot.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's your girls. Triple F Queen Bola.
No Tagline Whitney.
And we have a special guest in the house.
Oh, yeah.
It's my lovely older sister.
Why are you older?
Because you are.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
my lovely
true.
Older sister, Shashi.
How you doing, people? How you doing? How you feeling?
A.K.A. Shola.
A.K.A. Shashi, because that's how she named me sometimes.
Okay, fine. I mean, her real name is Shola.
I'm super excited, y'all. We've been trying to get her on here forever. It's been
forever,
months.
Ever.
It's true.
We didn't do Eternals because of you.
Forever,
you know that?
Ever.
Oh, you haven't done Eternals yet?
Yeah.
No, we haven't done
Eternals yet.
Shoot.
I don't even know if we want to now.
Yeah, it might be a little late now.
I really want to do Bullet Train. I want to watch that.
I ain't watching Bullet Train.
Just because it looked interesting.
I don't really care for Brad Pitt like that.
I mean, but it looked interesting. Anyway, we all know what we're going to do next. But anyway, so, you guys, this is the new episode. We in August, y'all. Summer months.
Oh, yeah.
And we are going to be talking about something really good. Something with fire. Just to match the heat outside.
Fire and water.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, actually, with water with me.
What do you mean, who's that?
It's the topic for today.
I'm so sorry.
It's cool. We're going to be talking about RRR, the Tollywood, as in Telugu, Hollywood film. I consider it a historical fantasy. Whitney thinks it's what?
Historical fiction. Yes.
So we're going to debate later, y'all. But anyway, it's one of the blockbuster hit movies of like all over the place.
Long, but it's worth it.
Yes.
I don't know why, y'all, but every time it seems that I watch a Bollywood movie, I don't know why I always, but before the end of the movie, have tears running down my face.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They're so emotional, so great.
I was crying all the time.
I just want to analyze them. Like, what do? That just get you?
It is something, y'all. I feel like with Asian cinema, because that goes into my blurred out, but I'll get into it. Because I have a blurred out that's another Asian culture, and it's an anime movie that I watched this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys have to watch it, but we're going to get into it later.
Okay.
But it's something about the Asian way, like something about the emotional impact. Like I don't know. We'll talk about it later. But first, yeah. y'all, we are going to do topics in blackness.
But before we get to topics in blackness, what? I have a question.
What's the question?
You said Telugu, Bollywood.
Oh.
Please explain. Okay, so I am not
because
familiar.
Of the culture. Okay, so y'all, this is the first time we're doing like a Bollywood film, right, Whitney?
Yeah, this is the first time.
I recommended it.
I think we should go okay, back Shula. And also do some okay. classics as well.
Yes, we yeah, should do some classics because yeah. there's some copy, fire. Kishi, copy,
Yes! Oh my God!
Thank you.
I was bawling Don't my eyes Krish. Out on Kabikushi Kabiga.
Krish was their first attempt at a superhero film before these Marvel movies started coming out.
Yes.
So Krish was good. Well, Krish was pretty good.
Krish yeah, was really it was.
So and they have Hero Punti, which is like another superhero one.
I haven't seen that one.
It has Tiger Shroff that hide with a body. If y'all need to look at some of these Bollywood stars, they are looking fire. Hot.
Speaking of, I mean, we haven't gotten there yet, but in RRR, I was like, this is just thirst trapping
yes,
all day.
Yes, you guys were so good looking.
It was so...
Anyway, let me answer Whitney's question.
Okay, that's right.
Sorry, because we just be going off topic. Okay. When we get to the hot guys, y'all know I'm there. Flirt with the merc. Anyway.
Stalky.
I don't know what merc.
Stalky.
I'm not a stalker. Anyway, but with, because like Nigeria, hey, Shashi, hey, you got two Nigerians here. Sorry when you're outnumbered.
Well,
but like Nigeria, India has a ton of languages, right?
Yes.
And so this film, even though on Netflix, RRR is streaming, and its original language that you hear is Hindi, but the original language that the movie mm-hmm. was filmed in is Telugu.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been dubbed, but it was dubbed by the actors who play the
exactly.
part, so you don't really notice the difference.
Interesting. I did kind of notice that because I'm like, why do their lips look like they're not exactly. quite
yes,
in
yes,
sync
yes.
on the part where they're speaking
and
in
I was telling
Hindi.
Them when we watched the movie that yes, that they change it because, you know, Hindi is more universal for everybody to understand.
No, they just do the dub. They just
no,
because
you
dubs.
Can't find the Telugu in Netflix and I couldn't find it also
yeah,
on Amazon
that one
either.
Didn't get, the Telugu version didn't get licensed or something.
Because there's actually more parts to the movie than on the Telugu than it is on the Hindi one.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a part when he lift him up and they're holding each other. And then America being America changing and made like, oh, this would have been a very good gay movie compared to a B.
That's
what people have made. It's a big thing on Twitter that about that too.
Interesting. But anyway, so because they have different regions with different languages mm-hmm. and they really grow strong mm-hmm. and the languages are like, the southern languages are like so different from the Hindi and the northern
so
languages.
Beautiful.
So they have their own little Bollywood. So, but they call it Tollywood with mm-hmm. a T because the language is Telugu. They yeah. also have Tamil, which starts with T as well,
mm-hmm.
but they consider all of them Tollywood because they was like, those languages are like from the same family.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the Hindi, Urdu languages? Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting because, like, when I clicked on it on Netflix, it was like RRR in Hindi. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
why did they say in Hindi? And
yeah,
then
because,
as I watch it, I'm like, I feel like they dubbed this.
Yes,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, Bahubali is another fantasy exactly. fiction. That one is also Tollywood. Mm. Its original language is the Telugu language, but they dubbed it in Hindi because Hindi's more widespread
mm-hmm.
and it matches all the other films that are on there.
True.
So they wanted you to watch the film, but they didn't put it in the Telugu language.
But technically,
actually,
in
the Telugu
own
version
language.
Is available for Bahubali.
No, that is available.
That is
and
a good
it actually
available.
Sounds more better in their original language than it does in Hindi. No offense. It's just that it just... They enunciate the words they want more powerful in their language because that's what they speak in.
What I like is because Hindi is so widespread that people that speak a non-main language, like Telugu or like
they
a news language, our friend, Indian friend Anu, speaks Malayalam, a lot of them know Hindi as well. So the original actors for RRR, they actually dubbed this themselves, their own voices, so it matches a little bit better.
I was actually
than just
quite
having a
scared
different
about
actor.
That part too. I'm not gonna lie, because I thought that I was like, no. So if that beautiful voice of both of them, Abim and what's his name, what's the other one,
Rama,
if that wasn't their voice, I'd be so disappointed. But so thank God it was their voice, and then just beautiful.
Sexy men. They can speak English too. So I watched the interview this morning for them,
and then the
English one
that plays Abim, he sings too.
Oh.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Follow for me. Okay.
It was kind of interesting because like the English parts were synced, but the actual
language.
I was like, this is very different from what I'm used to.
Okay, so we're gonna get more into. Apparently, y'all see, we loving the film. We want to really get into. So we're gonna get into all of it, all the juice later, and our love of the Bollywood. And if you are not a blurred that knows anything about Bollywood, here is my opening for you guys. Y'all need to just go ahead check this film out. Bahubali as well. You check this one out. They're all on Netflix. Just like search it. Like if you need some references,
RRR
we'll tell you.
Is easy. for people because it's like three letters. You probably need to give some help with the spelling.
Yeah, 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 you know, we'll you're right.
We'll put in the show notes. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Because, you know, people be like, what is she? How do you? I don't even know.
What did she say? Bubby. No, I'm sorry. No need to make fun of anyone's language, okay?
Okay.
All right. So first, we're going to get into a segment that we have to talk about this topic because it's just fire. If you've, all of you I know have seen the new trailer for Black Panther.
Yes.
Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever, exactly. And so as soon as that trailer dropped from Comic-Con, it became like the night of, it became like a huge trending topic.
Seriously.
And it also became a what?
A
topic in blackness.
It's been like 40 episodes since we've had a topic in blackness.
Okay, so we're going to bring it back when it needs to come back. And this time it needs to come back.
You don't want to stretch for it if it's that one.
Exactly. And black people are talking about this. Like, I was surprised at how much media, tweets, images, shows, podcast episodes were generated just
for
off of this one trailer. The discussion points were fire everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was listening to podcasts. I was listening to reviews. People were crying. I was watching tweets.
That was me.
I was watching Instagram. It just became
it's really something.
Mega.
I had like an opinion at first. Like my opinion initially was do not recast T'Challa because I'm like Chadwick Boseman was so awesome as it and it would be honoring him. But then, like, I read an article about
it. Was it by E-Man Reviews? Because he's the one that started the recast T'Challa movie.
I don't even know. It came up in my... You know how Google just knows me. Yeah. So it just came up in, like, the things like, oh, you might like this. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I read it.
Yeah, they get me too.
Yeah. So I read it and he was talking about, like, you think about the character Peter Parker. If the actor for Peter Parker died, he was like, they would never kill off the character of Peter Parker. And I'm
look
like...
how many iterations of him we have.
He makes a really good point. But, you know, we do have a lot of iterations, but they're still in their own universe. This is the same... universe, so it's a little bit different. I mean, they could have, you know, now that we've got all Multiverse of Madness and all this multiverse stuff going on, yeah, they could do it that way. But that's like right. It's a little bit different to just recast them if you don't have something like the multiverse going on, similar to like the Bewitched thing where they just
oh my gosh.
I disagree, but I'm gonna let Shashi look like she has something to say.
What? Because then if you really look at it, really, you know how they have different people, but then someone said that they can be different people that have the same power. What if they just go to another universe and bring it?
That's what she's saying, the multiverse. Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be a multiversal T'Challa that looks different. That's an option.
That would be awesome.
But the whole here's the whole debate, really.
But they killed T'Challa.
People want to honor Chadwick Boseman, and he's deserving of honor.
Mm-hmm.
We all love him. We all miss him. In fact, this trailer is very emotional because they had his image. In fact, E-Man, who made the recast T'Challa movement, I watched, y'all go listen to his podcast on, not his podcast, but he was on Blurred, Black Nerd Girls podcast. I'm gonna just put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
But the episode, they did a whole episode on just this trailer. And they had him there and they were discussing it. And he made some valid points that even he didn't like the image of Chadwick being put in the trailer because he's like, you guys are using his image for promotional purposes. He's like, yo, let's not do that. And I don't have a problem.
I don't think
to me that was extra.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't
but
have a problem
with
it. I think it's about
intent.
It's like, intent. I feel like they were trying to honor
and
him.
If you really look at it,
that was his opinion, though.
To him anyway.
That was his opinion. He was like, let's not use his image for marketing because he was like, this is a marketing piece. But his main thing is like, I want to honor Chadwick Boseman. But he's like, T'Challa is the only black superhero we have right now. He's like,
this is
like another black man being killed. Like
in all the scary movies.
You killed him off during the snap, during the Infinity War.
Seriously.
And like, now you're killing T'Challa again. And you're just like,
true that.
Why does the black superhero have to always die? And he was like, it's not about not honoring Chadwick. It's about letting T'Challa, the character, live on.
Exactly.
And let somebody else take up the mantle. Yeah, the Black Panther mantle can change to somebody else because, you know, Black Panther can be chosen, but it's like T'Challa himself is a rounded, awesome character that everybody loves. It's like, why do we have to kill him off?
And he has so much storyline to give still.
And exactly. There's so much more we could have done with his
one
character.
One movie with him.
He was in Infinity War.
Infinity
and then
War,
he came back in Endgame once the snap came back.
War, that's what I'm saying. I'm like,
he was also in The Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
That's
but
true.
He was only
he
there
was
to,
in the Winter
he,
Soldier.
That was only for him to kill that
but
guy
I mean,
for doing what he did.
I actually don't know where I come down on this now.
Well, you remember from our BlurredCon talk, you were like, no, we're not recasting. And I was like, this is my unpopular
opinion.
I'm saying
now, because my original opinion was to not recast him to like honor Chadwick's.
Mine was too.
But after like reading the article and stuff, I'm like, he's got a point. Like, Chad, like, and what they said, they said his family would probably want it recast.
Yeah, yep. That's what they said.
That's what
and that's
wife,
probably
what
true.
Said.
And it's like, and I see both sides. There's like, there's people who are like, he played it so well, and, you know, it would be like honoring him, like, you know, hanging up the jersey or whatever. But on the other side, people are like, it's the only black superhero character. But it's like, they're not trying to kill off the black superhero character. The actor died, and they're trying to figure out how to be respectful. Mm-hmm.
But I don't. But I think respecting him would be letting. Okay, here's my whole main point. Chadwick Boseman himself was so like adamant and like excited about this that even if you look at the video, I watched the whole video when they premiered this at Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. So I saw the awesome thing they did where they had the African singer come in and bring in and hype up the crowd, and then they talked about everything.
Yep.
Where the Ryan Coogler himself was like, Chadwick was so excited about this that he was pressing down on his shoulder, and that he's like, he couldn't lift his arm because Chad himself was like, he was so strong. He was so happy, excited about Black Panther just coming out.
Exactly.
When it first
yes.
came out. Mm-hmm. He was adamant about this character coming forward. And I know that Chadwick, even though this thing was happening to him, that's why I think he didn't even talk about his actual issue, because he's like, this character needs to come to life. He knew what it would do. I don't think he would want it to die just because he died.
But I agree with you, but yeah. I just think that people... I understand both sides, which is why I don't know. I wouldn't be mad if they recast him. I would have probably been upset before.
They recast Dumbledore? I'm just saying.
Exactly. They did. But, you know, this is a black character, the first black superhero. So, you know, with a big studio, they're like, oh, we're going to come down on this.
Because honestly, if this was back in the day, they would have recast him. Like, they would not have thought anything of it. I feel like it was earlier. But because of the impact of this... I understand. I do understand.
I mean, mm-hmm. If you see it, they replace Power Rangers all the time. That was awesome.
Oh my God. Speaking of, totally I'm different. Sorry, tangent, but I am just so excited about how my nephews are into Power Rangers and yes. not all these newfangled things where I'm like, who are these people? They're like, on Netflix, we bring it up and you got like three different Power Rangers. They're yes. like, no, I want that one, Mighty Morphin. I'm like, yes, thank you.
And I just found out that, you know, how we know we have in like, first, I also found out that Zach only had like four fingers. That was, I did not know.
Oh my God, yes. Wait, what? The person that played Black Ranger Zach?
If you watched the stuff.
Oh my God, he only has four fingers.
He only has four fingers there.
I had no idea. Just like I didn't know idea that Richard Roshan had an extra thumb.
Exactly. And then also like how in the reason why the Yellow Ranger didn't have a skirt is because in the Japanese one, it was a boy playing and that's why he doesn't have a skirt. And that's why they kept it there for America. But I think, I mean, they let it have a skirt because, for once. I mean, dang, I always wanted... the Yellow Ranger to have a skirt because I couldn't stand Pink Ranger.
We need to have a skirt. Like, now granted, Utena wore it very well. She had the whole like it was like the prince uniform, but it kind of had like a skirt thing. I was like, that's wearing it very
this
well.
This is what happens when nerds go down tangents. Can we come back to T'Challa? We have okay. other things to discuss.
Sorry.
Okay. My bad.
All right. So with the Black Panther trailer, another thing is I'm like, who's going to be Black Panther then? We all saw the trailer. We all saw that there is a Black Panther person coming back. But mm-hmm. like, who's in the suit? There's so much debate about this. Theories, people are hoping it's this. Everyone knows that in the comics, Shuri does take over. Mm-hmm. But some people are like, with Letitia's right, all the issues that were going on.
Because she said she's not going to come back.
Also,
she said she's not going to come back.
She's quite small.
Yeah, and it's a shame because honestly, I know that Letitia Wright has had her issues, but she plays the character very well.
She does.
She was my favorite.
I still like her.
She and Okoye were like my favorite characters in Black Panther, to be honest. I mean, I love Chadwick Boseman. He was awesome, but the women were just like
the women were the dang thing. And honestly, this look based on the trailer, this looked like the women gonna be taking over again.
Yes, and it's so awesome to see so many powerful, wonderful
black women
just doing the dang thing.
Superheroes. Okoye was holding it down.
Other cultures too, because you're looking at like the Namor people and you see like
there's some women there too.
Woman warrior and you're like, okay, I see y'all.
Okay, so my theories were, or what I really hope is that just they surprise us and let Nakia be the Black Panther.
Nah,
that's
ain't gonna be it.
So it's either gonna be Shuri that everybody knows of. I'm thinking I would love it if it was Nakia that took over.
It would, because she was looking the very beginning of the trailer with that outfit, the suit or whatever. She was like, that is fire.
I just don't know what her role is gonna be like. I'm really curious. Because I didn't know she's gonna be in the second one.
Well, you know, she's going to. Well,
I honestly didn't know because her character and then her and him, she's a war dog, so she gets sent out. So it's like, this is like a Wakanda.
But he died, so she has to come back.
We don't even know she was blipped. Honestly, we don't know.
Oh, that's right. We don't even know she blipped.
You're right.
I think there's two Black Panthers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us why.
I think we're going to be very surprised, of course. I really feel like we're going to be surprised.
Okay, okay. Can I interrupt you for a second?
Hold on. Let me talk. This is my first time here.
Okay.
I also believe that Shuri will wear the suit mm-hmm. and then give it back to somebody else.
Okay, so are you saying there's going to be two people playing the one suit at one time? Or are you think there's going to be two different Black Panthers?
They're going to be two different Black Panthers. She got the gold. Because if you really look at it, really.
So you think another one's just going to pop up?
I think there's going to be another one there. I think we're going to be surprised. Because I think maybe we have a new character and we might not know. Because you know what? I also feel like they're not going to take away Black Panther. I feel like
won't. It's just T'Challa. The character is T'Challa. Which
I'm okay. If they can replace it with somebody. But Black Panther should still be played. T'Challa, okay, he can go.
No, that's not the issue. Everybody knows Black Panther is not going to, as you can see in the trailer, another Black Panther is coming up. Yeah. We're just talking about T'Challa, the character. That's the main issue.
Well, I'm okay with T'Challa going.
That's the whole debate, is the character of T'Challa. Like, that's the whole issue.
I know, but this is what I'm saying.
The suit can be passed on.
Black Panther can be passed on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's not like the other people where Thor, well, apparently after Love and Thunder, Thor can be passed on too. But,
thank you, Bella, for telling me the storyline. Because I didn't watch the movie.
You saw in the trailer that she was going to become Thor, so that's not a spoiler. Yes, you did.
It was even in the Comic Cons and stuff with her with the hammer. Her becoming the mighty Thor.
The power of Thor can be passed on. That's what I'm saying. You see them both in the movie as Thor.
When was this?
Just forget it. Let's go back. So anyway, Whitney,
everyone,
what is your
theory? If you haven't watched Thor, don't you know? Now you know.
Oh my gosh.
She also told me what happened too.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Speaking of, we should put in that
spoiler.
The Instagram story. I don't know if it was a story or I don't know about Instagram, y'all. Bolt does all that stuff.
Yeah.
But what's his name from? That we first saw at Blurk, that we know of him because of BlurkCon, the black
William? Matt?
No, not William. I know William. The black dude who did the thing on who's gonna be the next Black Panther, and he's like, or this piece of trash.
Oh, who was that? Oh, was it a podcast? Was it a podcast?
No, it was an Instagram thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The guy that used to come to BlurCon.
Yeah. Apparently he was there. He just didn't do a panel. He was there.
Oh, where was he?
In, the artist alley. So he was,
I didn't even see him the whole weekend.
I didn't either. He might have had somebody else, manning the booth while he went out and socialized.
He thought Killmonger was a piece of trash.
Yeah.
He's hoping that Killmonger hasn't come back.
Yeah, because that was hilarious.
I'm going to share that video with y'all. I'm hoping that it's... to end Topics in Blackness, I'm still on the... recast T'Challa bent. I'm still on it. There's some valid points about it, and I just think it's really about prolonging a male character MCU because you said, Peter Parker has so many iterations. A bunch of people that have played Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. There's only
but
one person
also
T'Challa, and they killed him off so many times. It's ridiculous.
But it's also different for Peter Parker because Peter Parker's in different universes. The only reason that we had multiple ones were because the multiverse crossover thing. It's not like they recast him in the same universe. Because
the one that Andrew Garfield the other two are not in the same universe.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so it's different.
Doctor Strange should just get another T'Challa and bring him over here.
True that.
That's what he did for.
And then
the
What If? I like What If, and they turned what I know you didn't watch What If. You should.
I'm going
but
to.
I love that he played Peter Quill's character. So it was what if they didn't snatch Quill? They snatched T'Challa from Earth.
Oh yeah.
And then he became the black swag space dude. I loved it so much. Anyway.
I loved that, and I loved how Thanos was in there. He was like, "My plan would work." He was like, "Nah, dude, that's straight up genocide, though."
Exactly. So, but anyway, just to wrap this up, where are y'all on the end of this?
I don't even know where I am at this point.
I feel like I'm in the middle.
Yeah,
okay. You just said you ain't care.
Well, that's exactly what I'm about to say now.
I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to be good either way because I think either way it's going to be awesome. I feel like they probably have already made the decision to not.
Oh, they did. They already did, but it was because a lot of fans. I mean, there's a literal petition signed by millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the creators took that into consideration when they made that thing. But basically, what I've heard was that Kevin Feige, once we found out that that Chadwick Boseman had died, he called up Ryan Coogler, and then there's another guy who was also the two people deciding it. And he said that I don't know how to move forward. He's like, I'm going to leave it to you guys. Whatever you guys decide to do with the future, the Black Panther and everything, he's like, I'm going to leave it up to you. So he did leave it up. So this is Ryan Coogler and them and the people, the team that does Black Panther. This is their decision. Mm-hmm. And they immediately were like, we're not going to recast T'Challa. And so people were upset. And like I said, this petition is real. It's still alive.
I appreciate that he left it to Coogler.
I did too. Yeah, that's what I appreciate. That's the good thing about Feige. He's leaving it to the people, the world, to build the world. The Black people handling this, or the Asian people handling Shang-Chi. He's giving more to Asian.
Well, did you hear about Shang-Chi too?
What you talking about, Shang-Chi?
Simi wrote yesterday night at 1 o'clock in the. Yes, on Twitter.
Saying they're not going to do the Christmas special.
They're not going to do the Christmas special, and people were ragging on him badly.
Why is he not going to do a Christmas special?
Because people was like, why are you not struggling? Something. It was really bad. Like, people like, take it down. Take that comment down. I don't know.
Wait, it was a big thing. Said he's not going to do the Christmas special?
They canceled it.
Oh, well, that's MCU then, right? That's
I don't know, but it was like, it was a big thing for him on, and he wrote in caps, and then people were like, you need to stop crying like a baby.
I don't feel like he was crying, because it seemed like he was being funny about
thank
it.
Thank you. I thought it was something funny.
I was like,
I missed this.
It didn't sound like he was trying to do it to like the tune of,
And then I was like, why are people tripping on him like this? And like, it was bad, like the Twitter comment. Yeah. But again, Twitter is just full of nasty people sometimes. It's just too much.
Just to end on the topic of Blackness,
but at the same time, I love it.
I'm not about the hate that people are giving about the movie. So some people are already like, we're not going to watch
it. You can't judge a book by its cover. Anyway.
Y'all know y'all going to watch that movie.
I full-heartedly believe that this is going to be a fire movie, and it probably will be based off of what we've seen already. It's going to be the best.
It's going to be fire because Chadwick Boseman was an awesome Black Panther, but the supporting character, like I said, my favorite characters was Okoye,
story.
Mainly Okoye was my.
I love
my God. What if M'Baku became the Black Panther? I just don't think they're gonna do it.
That movie right there is definitely
that
not
his ass. He's a big thighs for lives.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, on that note, on thick thighs, save lives. We're gonna move into Blur It Out, and we're gonna let our guest go first. So, what are you waiting? Blur it out. All right. So, Shashi, what are you blurting out about?
Oh, yes. Okay. See, I watch a lot of BL dramas, right?
Please explain what BL is
BL
to the audience.
BL is called Boys Love. Boys Love. There you go.
Basically gay on boy on boy
that's
action.
Why I say Boys Love.
Okay.
Anyway, as I was saying, but I was really interrupted.
I need to stop.
Right now, it's our Tide series that has another season coming. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, it's about these two characters, one named Ken and a guy named Porsche. Ken is from a mafia
family.
Wait,
can you tell us what the name of the drama is?
It's called Ken Porsche, the series.
Is it a webtoon, manga, or is it just a TV series?
It's a book first.
Oh, okay. So it's a book. Okay.
Yeah, I'm reading the book right now, but the book is more racier, so there you go. But to be honest, the TV show was also good. For real. So
what kind of TV? Like live action, or is it like anime,
it
manga?
No, it's a live action.
Oh, okay.
It's a Thai drama.
It's a Thai drama.
So Thailand is the language. Yes. Thai is the language. Yes.
Okay,
You know, if people who watched, BL is very big in Thailand, right? It's been like that for years.
Actually,
right now.
BL is big in Asia too.
Seriously, to the point that it's kind of a little bit also toxic when they put the people together in real life, and then if someone sees them with someone else, even their girlfriend, they get hate bad. It's like, it's really terrible.
Well, we know Asian fans do too much. So.
As I was saying, Ken and Porsche, this series is very good. It's about mafia family, and then Porsche comes in there as his bodyguard after saving him from a whole bunch of people. So then you just see how they fall in love, get together. But to be honest, really, I love Ken and Porsche, but my favorite people are Vegas and Pete. But I also know that the conflict of Vegas and Pete being together is quite...
Mm. Are these two more gay characters?
Yeah, okay. Vegas and Pete.
So there's like two couples in the...
There's three couples.
All of them are men?
All of them men.
Okay.
There you go. That's what's up. And then that's what I was saying. But I don't know. People need to watch. It has a very good... It had a million views. It had like... It was trending on Twitter and everything for like 3 to 4 days. And then they just finished their tour.
Okay, cool.
And now they have a second season. Thank you, Jesus. Because you know what? I need to know more.
And you said this is Ken and Porsche?
Ken and Porsche series. It was good.
How do you spell that?
K-I-N-N. Porsche. P-O-R-S-H. I think I'm spelling it wrong. But once you put Porsche, it's Porsche, boom.
Okay, but so you're going to text us so we can know. Just text, so we'll put in the show notes.
Yeah, it's okay. Awesome.
All right. So where can you watch it, though?
Oh, I have a website, but I can't say.
Thank you. So are they gonna have to like download Viki or something?
Viki can't put that shit.
We gotta
on
be
there.
Legit. No fishy sites, man. No fishy sites.
If you just use ad blocker, you'd be okay.
All just I know, so we know, Blur Talk does not condone illegal activity.
Okay. It's not illegal. It's not illegal. It has a safe. It says safe, secure website.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you guys look it up. Maybe you'll find a legitimate ways.
I mean, if you want the legit, not legit. You know, the one I'm watching
is Crunchyroll. Maybe Crunchyroll.
It's on this IQYI. It's a Chinese
A Chinese streaming platform.
Yes.
Okay.
You can watch it there too.
Maybe you'll text us the website so they know where they can.
Yeah,
they
I'll
can
text
get
you
it.
The website. It's gonna all be right. Awesome. But I know you know.
what is I didn't say nothing. This is for our listeners to know what we're blurting out about.
Yes, but in Kingdom Push a series, watch now.
Okay. Thank you, Shashi. All
and
right.
Shall set you free.
Oh my god. All right. Okay. Anyway, Whitney, awesome. Why don't you go next? Okay. Kingdom Push. What are you blurting out about?
What am I blurting out about? You know what? Okay, I do know. So I actually watched RRR this morning right before the Jefferson TU. So
oh, really?
Minor thing. I did. Yes.
The whole 3-hour movie you watched this morning?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, wow.
So it's fresh. But yeah, so very minor thing. The Jefferson TU was very nice today.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
Yes.
You just came myself. Back from the tea, y'all. Nice. Y'all gonna check out the reels. I'm gonna make some reels.
Yeah, yes. Y'all. But the thing I'm blurting out about is like when I finished watching RRR, which was on Netflix, they had like a little thing, which I was interested in anyway because I like Neil Gaiman's stuff.
Oh,
that
Sandman?
I know. Yes.
Oh, yes.
I saw like the trailer for Sandman. I was like, this looks like
that looks good.
Oh, you're going to have to show me the trailer. I know about Sandman because I used to work in a library. Mm-hmm. So I used to always see the Sandman comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know Neil Gaiman does a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's really good.
But I still can't get down with American Gods. That one scene where the
swallowed up by her... By her,
it was weird to read.
Who's that?
Because there was a prostitute.
A guy gets swallowed up by a woman's badge. By
yes.
One
she
of the goddesses.
She just swallows him in her vagina. It was weird, and I was reading this, and I was like, I couldn't get past it.
It's very
reading the
weird,
book
but it's still a good show.
Yeah, I know. I heard it was a book. I thought you were watching it.
I was no, I
it's
never
a
watched
show,
it.
Yeah, it's a show
they
on Stars.
Oh yeah. Oh wow.
They probably showed, and then the guy Orlando Brown. Right? Mm-hmm. Orlando
Anansi?
Brown that came to BlurredCon. He's in American
Speaking
Gods.
Of, oh, wow. Oh my God. Orlando Jones is like just so cool.
I heard he's very
true,
good in this.
He's a
he
true
Blur.
Anansi, and he's so accessible. He's so cool. I've never seen like where they had like a special guest that was just out there with the people.
Yeah, he was chilling with them. I was so excited. I saw him this close because he was in our room where I was having the first panel and he was just
and
like
that made
hanging
me like
with
him
us.
Even
really
more
nice.
That he's like just
I was mad I didn't get my phone out.
Willing to just go out there and like interact with people and just be cool.
So you're going to post about the Sandman trailer because I haven't seen it. I'm going to watch it afterwards.
Okay, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
We'll
so it's really good
show.
Then, huh?
I've heard about it.
It looks
people
so cool.
It was,
it
a
looks
lot of people
so
say it's
cool.
Actually really
you
good.
You know, after we're done watching, after we're done recording, I'll throw it on so y'all can see the trailer.
Yes.
Oh, sweet, yes.
Yeah.
Also, what's coming out is... the Lord of the Rings series. With the baby Galadriel. Not baby, but young Galadriel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think she's...
Because I haven't seen any trailers.
Thunder.
Lightning and the thunder. Yeah, join us, Shashi. All right. So is that the only thing you're blurting out about right now?
That's my main thing. You said to keep it short, so I don't know.
You're right. I did. All right. So my blurt out is an anime film called Belle.
She watched it this morning, early this morning.
I with also ending watched it. E or without an ending E?
It's like the French Belle. So kind of like the Beauty and the Beast Belle. Because
yes.
Oh, okay.
I can't say that it's a take on Beauty and the Beast, but it's like someone was inspired by Beauty and the Beast, but it's not about a romance at all.
Mm.
But she's Belle and there's a Beast also in the...
Interesting.
But the premise of this, I'm telling you, this is what we were talking about earlier about how emotional thing... When Whitney, I remember Whitney recommended I watch Silent Voice.
Yes.
Yes. Which is
so
about deaf people, but it was an anime film.
Well, a deaf girl.
Oh, a wow. Deaf girl. It was so beautiful, though.
It
cried.
Was.
Like, it was
really
such an
touching.
Awesome. This one is the same thing. Like, I was up here sitting there crying like 6 a.m. because the show was not only is the animation so crisp,
to cry, too.
Y'all, like, it was so lifelike. I thought I was looking at an actual. I had to do double takes at certain scenes because the progression and the technology and animation. I was like, am I looking at a real film?
Dude, I
had like,
to watch that. that?
Live action. It's so beautiful. I'll watch that mess again.
Okay.
What's it on?
It's about a girl. It's on HBO Max.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is the dubbed version. Mm. So it's only, you can only find the dubbed version because they really got, they really like the who's the, let me get the guy. Mom, I think his name is Masood. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. My bad. But the actor, the director, he wrote it as well. He wrote.
Oh, wow.
He wrote it, and he's been, he also has another film called Mirai on Netflix that was actually Academy Award nominated for shorts or for film or animated film. And it's really, really good. Let me get his name real quick. But the Belle story is about a girl whose mother dies and she's so depressed that she grows up kind of sad and everything. Mm-hmm. And then she used to sing when she was younger because her mom sang with the choir and everything. And the girl doesn't sing. But in this world, they also, they have this big AI platform, this place, this virtual reality place called You that uses biometrics. So it takes kind of like what's in you and what's part of you to make your avatar as well. So that there can only be one of you.
Oh, it's like that one.
It's very interesting.
Cartoon.
So billions of people are on this thing. And so she ends up joining it. And then she sings in the place and becomes really popular, but nobody knows who she is. But there's a thing. The Beast is there also causing havoc because he's fighting and everything. And one of the things to control people is that they can unveil who you are in real life.
Oh, wow.
And so she helps out the Beast. And then, but it's such a bigger story. You're finding out what's going on with her, what's going on with the Beast, how she helps, and her singing. There's music in it. It's such a beautiful... I really like... I'm not going to lie. I was like, if I cosplay, I want to cosplay as Belle because I love what her character does. I was crying. It was so emotional. It was about, like, really being true to yourself and allowing yourself to love and helping others. So, I can't get into all of it because you're going to be surprised.
Be true to your heart, because when the heavens will part and they will shower you with mine, open your eyes, your heart can tell you no lies. Because when you're true to your heart, I know it's going to lead you straight to. It was from Mulan at the very end.
I know, but I just wanted that last word.
Mulan. You said the what last word?
That last word, oh, gonna lead you straight to
me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got you.
And Stevie Wonder was killing it on that harmonica.
Seriously.
Okay, yeah. So it was written and directed by Mamoru Hosoda or Hosoda.
Oh, Hosoda. I've never actually heard of someone actually called Mamoru. I thought it was only in Sailor Moon.
Yes, and I'm not gonna lie. I really wanna hear the Japanese version now because the. The girl who did the music for this one, and she did the voiceover, because they did the same thing in the Japanese call, she kept crying. She's like, she loved the music so much that she was crying. Aww. And they got, like, it's such a touching... So I don't know what it is about anime. The Japanese people, they able to just capture your heart. I don't know what it is about the medium.
That's the thing. I feel like it's
crying in this film. Like,
I really want us to just analyze Bollywood movies and, like, what is it about them? And then also analyze, like, anime, like... What is it that they do? How is it that they just get you? Because they really do. They just be getting all your hot strings.
Yes, they rile you up. And then, like, some of them, the fighting ones, also they do. When they want to be violent and scary and disturbing, they can do that, too.
Yeah, I finally watched, unfortunately, only the first season of One Punch Man. And I'm like, where is the rest of it?
One Punch, yes.
Because I didn't know that Fruits Basket had more.
Wait, what?
I didn't know Fruits Basket had more than the episodes we watched. There was a bunch more. And I was like...
Well, if you really... It's not like there's a bunch more. It's just that they changed the way they...
There's more than I saw.
They, like, the new one, the 2019 one, has a better... But I also heard people didn't like it because, like... They didn't show the feelings that in the first one had. Yeah. The first one had, like, the two main characters, they had emotions towards each other. Toru but and, in the and, second Yuki. One, is like, very cold. So you're like, why would they even want to be together? See, so people have a lot of things that are going on.
So
for the
are you saying they remade it?
They remade it, redrew it, because if you watch it, the drawings are different. But then the storyline is also cut a little bit because people, I don't know why, but it's like he goes straight back to the girl, other girl.
Oh no.
So yeah, like people complain about it too.
So I would have to go see because I love Fruit Baskets and I wanted to go back and watch.
People said the
but then I was watching it
better.
In English and I was just like, what did I like about this? I was trying to rewatch it and I was like, what did I like about this?
But people said they liked
but
the older
I couldn't
one
because
better.
Mom woke up and then she was like, what is this? And I just took it off because I didn't feel like
my mom only likes Korean drama.
She's like, yeah, baby. Are you watching cartoon? I'm like, Mom, no. But anyway, they wouldn't get into it. But I'm telling you guys, Belle, I highly recommend. I remember I saw the trailer a while ago when I was surfing through HBO Max. And I was like, what is this? So it was always on my radar, but I just decided to watch it, and I'm so glad I did. I will show you guys a trailer. We're going to watch a trailer of that too.
Okay, sweet.
Together today so y'all can see it. And maybe I can convince you to watch it when we get home. Awesome. But it's such awesome. A beautiful... I'm blurting out so hard on this movie that
We got so much stuff. I love it. Speaking of, Bola hasn't watched it yet, but I recommended it to her. Shashi, have you seen Ranking of Kings?
Oh, I was looking for that. Where can you find that? That's why I couldn't find it.
I watched it on Funimation, but they're rolling it into Crunchyroll. So I think it should be on Crunchyroll because I watched it on the 1 week trial and just powered through all of it and then I was done.
I have Crunchyroll.
You have Crunchyroll? You pay for Crunchyroll?
Let me not talk on that.
Yeah, it should be on Crunchyroll though.
But it's on Crunchyroll.
But you should watch Ranking of Kings. It's so good.
I've heard about it too though. I hear about it too.
Yeah, check it out. I got, I actually got my poster right there that I bought from Blurred. I'll show it to you after.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys, we're going to post all these trailers in our show notes.
King and Portia series, thank you.
And my sister goes hard for those Thai BL dramas. All the BL dramas, honestly.
Also, Koreans are not doing good. South Koreans are also doing good BL dramas. Thank you very much. But they need to be longer.
I saw also a trailer at the end of RRR for, what is it, Uncoupled? And I was like, this actually looks like it might be good. I'm like,
Uncoupled is a BL drama, right?
It's like, well, it's a Korean drama. It's Neil, no, it's a, it's live action. Oh, it's Neil Patrick Harris. Okay. Like, yeah.
I didn't look that much.
We were both looking at it because I knew it was like a gay series.
Yeah.
It's a series. But because we thought it was a movie, and then you're like, it's a series, you're like, nah, never mind.
I don't know, because you know, said. America.
No, you were like, I ain't trying to get into more series. That's what you said.
I'm watching Seven right now.
But see, I can get into the Netflix series because the Netflix series, you know, I can't, it's hard for me to get into a series that's got like 8 seasons and each one's 23 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
But Netflix series, it's like, yeah, I can take a day, I can take a Saturday if I don't have anything else going on and get through all of it in a day.
I'm trying to get back into Naruto, but it's getting hard.
Yeah, I love it though. I really want to get back into it and finish it.
But I can't watch it in dub because I don't like it. Because believe it, I can't hear that.
I know.
I just can't hear
it. I know.
All right, I hear it in Japanese and to hear it in English.
I started watching it. I didn't finish because, like, I watched, honestly,
so much Naruto.
I'm usually a subtitle person, but you know, in your old age,
you get tired.
And it's nighttime. I don't have time to be reading right now. Let me just put it in dub.
That's why I appreciated the bell being in English. I was like, okay, good. Because I was already sleepy, but I woke up to watch it.
I'm the opposite. I can't do dub too much.
I don't usually like dubbed.
I usually, my preference is for subtitle, but you know, some people, you really want them to see something.
Oh my gosh,
but
yes.
It's like a barrier for them. Because like my mom, I wanted her to see, what was it? The Korean one, the movie.
Was it Parasite?
Yes, Parasite. She's like, is it dubbed? I'm like, no. And Hulu did not put a dubbed version out. And I finally convinced her one day, it had to be early in the day because she wasn't about to be watching late at night. And she finally watched it. But it's like, I appreciate it, but I understand how for accessibility, to for some people to see really great work that you need to sometimes dub it.
Yeah, so that's
true.
Otherwise,
they won't, because some people are just like, I don't want to do
something.
Some people are not as like, some people are not as like receptive to other cultures and languages.
And like Squid Game, that would have been such a tragedy if she had not seen that. She's like, oh my God, this was awesome. But she,
my mom wanted
to watch it.
My mom couldn't watch it. She couldn't watch it because of the killing.
Which is weird because we watched Chinese dramas like killing demons and stuff. And she
mommy just
But my mom likes everything I watch, not everything she Bala
exactly.
likes.
Exactly. That's what I like. Anyway, this is not about our Aaron family
favoritism,
problems.
Favoritism. Thank you.
You are the favorite and I'm pissed off about
Thank
it.
You Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Anyway, so let's get into our, again, we're talking about Kim and Porch. Sandman and then Belle as Blurred Out. You over there growling and I'm trying
no,
to
I'm saying, see in the R.
Okay, but we're going to
you know how a lot of people can do the Wookiee sound?
I can't do the roll.
It sounds like I'm
it sounds like a bird, like an owl or something.
Or goggling water.
Yeah, that's what I can do.
Thank you, that's gonna do.
I can only do guttural sounds, but rolling
and
I have to do the
gargling to roll my R's.
I know, me too. I don't know, I can't do it.
I'm not going to try.
So we are talking about RRR, y'all.
I'm the one that recommended because I've been telling my sister all day, every day for the past 2 months.
How many times?
Well, I've watched RRR five times already, and I have watched it 2 times in one setting, so that means 6 hours.
Fire. You know what? Initially, I was slightly disappointed because it got like an hour and a half in the movie, and I'm like, I don't see no songs.
Oh my gosh, yes. At first, I was quite But then you get to that beautiful song. We got like three.
And I was like, okay. You know what? This is an awesome movie. Even though part of the reason I watch Bollywood is because good
music. That's some people's qualm with Bollywood. They're like, some people don't like that they have too many songs. But
if you watch the new ones, they actually have shortened their song. And they actually just leave it to the ending of the credits to have the song.
And I'm like, apparently Bollywood is not for you if you don't like the song. You just don't watch them then.
Exactly. If you can watch musical, let me around. You can watch that one.
I'm sorry. I feel very passionate about it. Because I love Bollywood. I love musicals. So the fact that y'all want to cut the musicals out of me, you don't like Bollywood then. So just don't watch
it. It's not like, if you watch one movie, I watch one Bollywood movie.
I'm sorry, Sean. Wait. Minnie just got extra hype for no reason. No, it was for a reason, but I just love how hype you got.
It's justice. It's supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
They like four triple world quizzical, quadruple trap, or something like that.
Yeah, because, they don't be singing themselves.
I heard they can sing too, so thank you.
Some of them can sing.
I love you.
Some of them can sing, but they do have playback singers. But they are triple that they can dance. They have to be able to dance, act, and my least lip sync, okay? Mm-hmm. That's a skill.
That's a skill.
Shoot.
And then even in the rain,
just trying to dance.
As we was watching the Lizzo thing, it takes a lot of action to look at your mark.
Stamina,
and then in the wind, and your hair blowing. They know how to do it.
I would be blurring out about that Lizzo. Watch out for the big girls.
That was a big, we had extra time, me and my mom
me and my sister, we totally binged it for like a whole day yesterday, the other day.
My head was hurting.
What's it on? Because I heard it's of it, on but Amazon I haven't watched
Prime.
It.
Amazon Prime. Okay. It was beautiful. We watched it.
Yeah.
Made
if
me
I didn't
cry.
Say before, Bella's on HBO Max. Mm. Yeah.
King of Porsche.
Sorry. Where is Sandman coming on, Whitney? Is it
Netflix?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, cool. Sorry.
We always have to let our listeners know where stuff
maybe
is.
Because
I've seen it on some posters about it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it just came out yesterday.
Oh, maybe we should.
I don't know. Maybe we should check it out. But again, I'm going to watch a trailer first because I don't like too much dark stuff.
Oh, that's
Whitney likes dark stuff.
Yeah, like you know, stuff. I'm the person who always usually likes the villain. Like, Once Upon a Time, I was like, Team Regina!
Seriously?
No, I'm just saying. I just don't always like dark stuff.
Villains her name was getting annoying anyway.
Villains are usually more complicated characters.
What's the blonde one?
Which blonde one?
And the main character.
For what?
For Once Upon a Time.
Oh, Emma.
Yeah, she was getting annoying. I like Regina anyway.
Oh, but then the season that she turned
Emma's
into Rumpelstiltskin's character,
I always liked
cool.
Regina
that,
better.
You know what? I stopped watching after that.
I stopped watching after the... Oh, man. When did I stop watching?
I only didn't watch the last season where they like...
I missed her two or three seasons. That's the only season I didn't watch.
To me, their ending is the seventh season. I was like, "There's that other that extra like season was trash." I don't think they should have done it, and I didn't watch it because I was like,
"Yeah, there were two seasons."
I didn't like it when she turned bad, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's like season five or seven.
That was like her best. She was the evil queen.
She was the dark one.
It was like, get it, girl.
She was the dark one. It was cool.
Get it, girl. They were so cool. And initially, when it first came on, I also liked Rumpel because I was like,
he was funny. It's like Loki.
Yeah.
No, let's not get into Loki. Y'all.
I do like Loki. Like the series, I was not fond of. I didn't dislike it, but it's just at the bottom for me.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. Loki's
at the bottom of all the series.
I only like the King episode. Like the Kang section. I don't care for the whole series.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Otherwise, it was just kind of okay for me.
I don't like a series where I'm like I'm waiting. I don't like watching something where I'm like I'm waiting for it to end.
Also, if you really look at it, they made changes because Loki's supposed to be gay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Shashi. Let's.
Well, it's in the comic book. He was. They made it. It's true.
In the mythology, Loki has children. Hela is actually one of his children. Well, she actually is called Hela in the mythology.
Girl, you need to read more comic books, girl.
We're not talking about the mythology.
You can't really depend on that as your reasoning. Because, I mean, you look at, like, Zeus, and Zeus was like an eagle when he procreated with somebody.
Uh-huh.
He was a swan. Yes. So it's like, to say, I'm like, he was if you procreate with all animals, then, I mean,
shoot,
I don't think you need to be male or female to get this.
Let's go back.
That's also why Xena is a better series than Hercules.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, sorry.
Villains are just a lot of the ones that I like. The villains are more.
Xena was awesome. She had the best villains and the best storyline.
Yes.
Sorry, I love you, Ryan Gosling. Young Hercules was awesome, but to be honest, really, Hercules wasn't really a good person. To be honest, he was a beater. He beats his wife.
Oh
my God! We're not talking about wife beating now. Let's get back to RRR. Okay.
Xena, you're all right, awesome.
So RRR. Yes, awesome, yes, we love Xena. RRR
if I can't do that,
was
no thing. There you go. Whitney knows what she's doing.
Remember?
Oh, my God. Losing,
Deborah,
start
clapping.
Oh yeah, we had, man, in college, me and her made a. We made a.
I remember
a,
this.
We made a fraternity, and then we
sorority.
Had, sorority, excuse me. Yes.
Phi Eta Mu.
Phi Eta Mu. Like I ate a pie. It was one of our things. Oh my gosh. Phi Eta Mu, and we were like, Sharkbait symbol. Sharkbait. Hoo ha ha. And then that was our sound. Phi.
Oh my god.
And we actually one of the funniest things we did was like we pretended we used our fake name to take over one of the common rooms, and then we just like had a good old time and watched Brokeback Mountain. It was so funny. We were just having a good old time in that room.
Movie to watch.
Oh my god, man, we had a good old time pretending to be a fake
sorority.
I can't
get enough of you.
I just can't quit you.
Why am I not quit you?
But it's so funny. I don't know which comic it was that made fun of that movie. He was like, you couldn't understand a thing that Heath Ledger was like.
It's so true though.
I
it's
know.
So
true.
The mama couldn't.
Y'all, we need to get on the topic. We ain't doing too much in this episode. We having a lot of fun. Y'all, we having a lot of fun. I hope you're having fun too. Anyway, okay, so RRR was directed by S.S. Rajmouli.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like a really famous director. Mm-hmm. He mostly actually does Bollywood films, but then he was like really taken, mm-hmm. and he wanted to do a South Indian film in another language, mm-hmm. and so he was like really like, I'm about to do this. So and then he also wanted to do like a historic, so this is historical fiction, you're right, but mm-hmm. I call it historical fantasy.
Fantasy
because
drugs.
It has fantasy elements in it. Mm. So to me, Bollywood always has like, honestly, Bollywood's marked by fantasy because sometimes the song numbers take you to like another scenery and all that.
They take you
out of it to just kind of accentuate or amplify the feelings of the person. So
but
when they push the next scene,
automatically make something a fantasy because any other musical that's not not a fantasy just because they break out into song and dance.
No, that's what they would call it. Like you guys might study Bollywood, but they would call it fantasy at times. So they have those fantastical moments, and they're like, not everybody's breaking out the Bollywood like dance numbers. Not all of them are, because some of them are just like we at the wedding, because there's always a wedding in a Bollywood movie, and we dancing right now. Or they tell the story through the weddings, through the musical numbers, not the wedding. Excuse me, through the musical numbers. So, but sometimes they just take them out. So you know, they just sometimes they be there's a Bollywood scene where there's always something, a couple like on a mountain with snow and everything. You're just like, now you know she would not be wearing no sari.
Mahupatan.
And then just like they're just in a beautiful scenery. How y'all alone right here in this little body of water? How y'all alone in the desert? How y'all alone on this little bridge? Like it just it's fantasy.
Oh my god,
yes,
that's like what it's
like. But I like it.
When you said the desert thing, it made me think of, I can't remember which one it was with Shah Rukh Khan. And he was out
probably
in the desert.
Kush Kabi Gum.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. No, I think it was a different one. He was like, you spill my bud that my body worked so hard to make.
I don't even know which one it is. And I want to love Shah Rukh Khan.
No, it wasn't Onshadion. It wasn't that one.
I don't know that. Was it Raw One? Did you watch Raw One when he was a robot?
No, it wasn't that.
No.
I don't know where that came from.
I can't remember either.
But was he in...
Was it Shakti? Did you watch Shakti, where the girl was trying to get away from that family?
Oh no, that
was, I feel like died. It wasn't, but it was probably slightly similar to Shakti.
If not, it could be Devdas.
But anyway, it could be Devdas, but we don't know.
No,
you know what? Accept that.
Okay, I'm getting Shakti and Devdas mixed up. I think maybe it was Shakti then.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, because
that one
like
he was
it.
Smoking in that one.
Because he was like a crazy like village character. Like,
I think
he
was Shakti.
He was like a guest star in it.
Yeah, he wasn't like the brooding person. Because then Devdas, he was like a very brooding alcoholic.
Well, Devdas, he was the main character, but Shakti. Mm-hmm. Just, him and Asha Rai were just guests on the show.
Okay.
It was so I think it was Shakti.
Okay, so guys, I thought that was tell me what do you guys like so much about Bollywood films? What is it?
Oh my god!
Both of you tell me.
Well, that's a big question.
It is. I mean, I already told you one. I love musicals. Yes. So the fact that they like the
y'all
song and dance numbers, I love that about them. But there's something, which is why I said I really want us to have an episode where we just. Almost like do an analysis of the period.
Mm-hmm,
they bring so much emotion. Like I was
seriously,
tearing
it's
up
not like
twice
American films, a Hollywood
in the movie.
No.
And I'm just like, something about it just like really touches you. And it's hard to put your, they don't like beat you over the head. It feels natural.
Yeah, exactly. The emotions.
I don't know if
it's like,
something to do with the white culture of Africans too, or I mean not Africans, cultures of Asians and Africans as opposed to Western culture, Eastern cultures. It's just different. Like the emotional draw and pull.
Yeah.
Like I totally get you with it. Because I was like, why am I crying? I always like, I don't cry in a lot of American films.
Exactly.
Or Western films.
I just thought of something.
And
maybe
they are not
the
emotionally.
Time. Maybe they give you enough time. Because you think about it, RRR is 3 hours.
It's 3 hours
So you
long,
have
so
enough
you're
time to,
right,
to like to develop a connection to the characters, mm-hmm. so that when stuff happens, like when he saw him and he decided to change his mind. No, I think it was the first time I cried, I think, was like when he was dying and he was like trying to like, you know, the thing, and I cried then. And mm-hmm. then when he like was trying to save Beam and Molly.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then he like thought he was trying to attack Molly, mm-hmm. and he hits him over the head. I was like,
no, he's actually trying to help mm-hmm. you, and they had a gun behind, but yes. he's actually trying to shoot the guy behind
yes,
you.
Yes, that was yeah. such a joke.
And I like cried because I thought that was going to be the end of the movie, because you know, sometimes Bollywood will fuck you up.
Yes, like, they will.
Also, it's like, what do they call that word they always say?
Intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always have intermission.
It goes black and then boom. It's just like Lord of the Rings when they had like seven endings.
And you know what? Maybe that's, I just thought of something. A lot of American movies, like, they will not let you have, like, a bad ending. But, like, with traumatizing things, like, I think it was, I don't know. It wasn't Bot. It was something else you had me watch. And, of course, Devdas, too. Where it's, like, it ends so sad. You're like, what have you done to me?
Yes, you got so.
So, you're like, they will. They were like, we will end it in a, on a tragedy.
Asians
so
love like, their tragedy.
Seriously. I'm like, he could seriously, you know, on an American movie, like, he's not dead. But this is something like,
America, America love happy yeah. endings. We love
American
happy
loves
endings.
A neat noble. I think that's the West culture. We, but the Asians, they love their tragedy.
Oh, my gosh.
My God, they love tragedy.
Earning it, because they like they mm-hmm. really earned it, like yeah. you're like he could actually have been
the
dead
pool.
And to be honest, when Beam finally got into like the palace area and she's in the Molly's like,
oh
I
my gosh,
go home
yes
to he, my mom and then he kind of looked at her, I'm like, I think she dead, girl.
Yeah, oh, when he tried to when he, when
the mom
singing,
when he knocked her out,
yeah. I thought she
oh
was
my
dead
God. I thought okay. she wasn't coming back to life.
Okay, so for the viewers, y'all should just watch, y'all know better, watch
yes watch the show.
But we're doing some spoilers
zone for every episode.
The story is about British occupied India, so before mm-hmm. the British left, mm-hmm. and it's about one Indian, it's about two different Indians mm-hmm. who end up becoming like, it's about this great friendship. I love a good
yes,
friendship,
a, yes. friendship.
A bromance movie.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Such an amazing.
Not
yeah.
BL, but bromance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's about these two Indians, one's actually in the British Army, and the other one is a leader of a tribe.
I don't know if he was a leader. I thought he was more of a kind of like the protector.
He was like a leader.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
But they called it.
I feel like they had a village elder who was the leader, and he was the person who was supposed to protect people.
Remember when the guy came to warn the British person about this? He was talking about how they have this thing. He was mentioning how they have the lion. So to me, I felt like he was like the leader because everybody was following him too.
Though I feel like he was the protector.
Okay. He was a protector.
Because I feel like the village elder was probably the leader.
In all, you know, in culture people, mm-hmm. the oldest is still the leader, no matter
you're
what
right,
you
you're
do.
Right,
so,
you're right. So he was the protector.
He was the protector, basically the shepherd to help everybody and protect them. Mm-hmm. So he was, but he's still listening to a higher person, which is one of the elders anyway.
They didn't show that
because he has to, but he was sent to get the girl.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. he goes undercover as like just a regular shop dude, mm-hmm. but the whole time he's really trying to get this girl back because one of the British governor's wives mm-hmm. came to their village, and this nice little girl singing that song and put henna on her, and then of course like the British people were doing to every country they went, treating everybody of color like they were nothing or property of theirs. And they're like, oh, I want this. So she just like, I'm gonna snatch this child from this mom, and she did not explain.
She said, "I want that from my mantle." Yeah, she didn't even say her. She said, "I want it."
That's what I'm saying.
And
like she was like a
even the
a
guy
trinket.
Didn't want to even want to use a bullet to put it onto in her.
And they
it's
didn't.
Like, it's a waste of time to put a bullet
yeah,
in that.
And then he didn't
person.
Explain to the woman that I'm giving you this chump change for your daughter.
It was a couple
she
pennies, man.
She did not
man.
Think she thought maybe you want to take my daughter to do your thing and you gonna bring her back. She was like, "What? You trying to take my?" She ran.
I think he said. I think she thought it was for the singing
service,
and the henna.
Yeah.
Like, because
that's
the
right,
other
right.
guy yeah. was telling her that, oh.
Oh, she's trying, he's
she's
trying
to give you
the
give
money.
Money for the thing.
The translator was annoying.
It was crazy.
Not gonna lie, y'all. This movie's gonna make y'all hate white people. Like, it's just
it's a color purple type of movie. Y'all.
Yeah,
gosh,
where you yes. just hate some white people. You really
it's like
gonna
a,
be hating them.
It's like a, what was Oprah's character's name? In color purple.
I totally forgot because I was just thinking.
Celia's the nice. Ophelia? Lord, don't let me revoke my card. Let me not say nothing.
But you know, when they did all that stuff to her, yeah. this is a very similar scene. It's like you just like
the white people in this were just awful, except for the one woman that Beam liked. So Beam is the protector from the tribe, and like his thing is water. So around him was like there's a big theme of fire and water, yes. which I loved in this
the
thing.
Theme very
and
cool.
so
used it.
The other character Rama had a lot of fire. In him. He was everything around him was fire, and then I call it fanciful because they use those elements a lot, and you saw them. Mm-hmm. around them mm-hmm. you just saw them in a more fantastic, they had like more strength, more power, mm-hmm. more stuff than you would see in a normal regular Indian movie. So that's why I called it historical fantasy,
and I don't think it's fantasy because if you watch a lot of in Bollywood movies, just like Rali Wator, he was strong too in it.
No, that was just being able to fight.
No, if you can use your leg to push a guy and he can swing all the way to a car and break the car, that's something no one really can do. A lot of Indian movies have that. So it's not really fantasy. I feel like fantasy is when you see
mythological creatures, powers
and shit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's fantasy. That's mostly, this one is just, you know, enhancing him to be. Because if you see, they didn't really use fire to do anything.
That's true. But there was around them.
It was
them.
Like, oh,
okay.
Fire, water, coming to me, and I'll use you too. Because they use guns and bombs to kill the people that they're supposed to do.
Okay, so the main point is that these two people are, like, these two guys are friends.
Yes.
And the one that's part of the British Army, he's been tasked, because he's trying to get access. This was a whole thing, like learning his secret behind his story of Rama's character.
Awesome.
Was so fun.
Yeah.
So he's been
didn't even get into it after the intermission.
Yes.
Seriously.
He was going undercover because he was trying to avenge what the British did to his family, and like he wanted
his
to get
tribe.
In the ranks.
That's true.
He wanted to get in the ranks so he could access the guns to give it to his people to fight the British. Mm-hmm. But he had to make sure that he get close enough. Mm-hmm. So he had to play the part. Which
and he
at
wanted
times,
to do it. I mean, he wanted to give the weapons to his village because his village had been trained in
to
fighting.
Use it. Yes.
But it was to free all of India.
It was to free, yes, exactly. And
the revolution.
It was to fight. To be a revolutionary, mm-hmm. but nobody knew. So everyone just thought he was using his
speaking
power.
Speaking of, do you remember, what does this RRR stand for?
It was Rise Revolt.
I think Revolt was on the end.
Rise, is it called Rise? I forgot the one in the middle.
Let me see.
Because I watched it 5 times in the fifth one, and that's when I actually saw, oh, they actually have the words there.
Yeah.
I just thought you called RRR.
What is RRR?
Rise,
Roar, Revolt.
Roar, Revolt.
Yes,
yeah.
There you go.
And this is an action-packed film, y'all. Like, this movie got everything. It's not so much romance, really. It's really not, which is unlike a Bollywood film.
It's still very powerful. I like the relationship.
Between the two people, the two couples.
It still felt powerful, even without a whole movie being devoted to
romance.
Exactly. And I felt that, see that?
Yes, yeah, Sita.
I thought that her character, even though she didn't have nearly as much screen time, was very powerful.
She
stood out.
She was, yes.
She stood out, especially when the little
not
part
only
was, the
was
end,
she
yeah.
beautiful, but also,
that's
as you know, Ali Abad.
The beautiful Ali Abad, yeah.
She got a new movie coming out soon, too, so I'm going to watch that anyway. But
and
also,
I can't wait for her
she
baby.
Was powerful on screen, yeah.
And then her character, after she saved them and saying, oh, that person had monkeypox. I said monkeypox, my bad. That she has smallpox. She's saving the people because
the British
was trying to get them. To kill them.
Yeah.
But she saved them just doing small things.
Beam,
even got hurt in the process.
Yeah. So Beam, like I was saying, I didn't finish what I was saying.
Beam.
So the whole point was that Rama was like undercover and he was tasked with finding Beam, whose character was trying to get the little girl that was stolen from his village back because
mm-hmm.
they always go after their own. They're like, no, we're getting our little girl back. So he was undercover, but he really had that power. He was suppressing it. He even let these people beat him up, even though he could have taken all of them down.
Yep.
But his whole point was to go in there and get, and he was like, I'm not leaving this chick. And he had developed a friendship between the two, but they didn't know that they were being put together as enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so when it came down to it, because Rama's like, I had made this like this promise. I had to do this for my village, for my dad, who the British that came and they like annihilated his village and stuff. I have to do this. So
and by the way, his promise was to give a weapon to
every person in his village, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's for everyone
to give them the power
to
fight the British.
Myself,
yeah.
too.
Because I'm sorry, the British were going wild in this film.
Yeah.
They were doing so much bad.
Because part of
beating
the end,
them up,
like
everything.
The thing was him realizing he was like, I don't know that what I'm doing is right anymore. Yes. Like, doing all this, I've the harmed the people moments. That I'm trying to save yes. and doing this. And he was like, and I'm looking at Beam, and I'm like, Beam has started a revolution in without a different way. Using weapons. Like, mm-hmm. he's turned each of these people into weapons because they yes, revolted.
That part was mm-hmm. awesome. That part also made me cry. That song yes. he did with
oh,
the blood.
He said with a, like, with a song. With yes. just a song. Mm-hmm. Like, that was beautiful. That was an awesome song.
Can that I just say that before? Okay, so the way we saw the introduction of the characters, mm-hmm. you just knew that they have so much strength because one, I'm sorry, this is why I was, I don't know, okay, I understand that we're, it's not fine, but to me it's like this is so unlikely in the real world, but the introduction of there was the introduction of Rama and his power and mm-hmm. like what kind of skilled person he was, that he actually scared the British mm-hmm. because he faced a like you, I want to say like almost like 500 men were outside this barracks. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, we need to collect that one person that did something. Mm-hmm. And the governor's like, get him.
Oh,
and
he nobody threw something and knocked the picture of King, I think it was King George off
yeah.
of the wall.
Yeah. So he was the only one, he was the only Indian soldier that went into his people. So he was already like a traitor to them. And he was fighting them all up. And I'm mm-hmm. like, this is, guy was totally surrounded by men. I was like, no way that one person took 500 people down. But he did, and he got the person.
He didn't really take them down.
He just got he through just got, them and
he got to the person. But it does show you how much determination he was trying power. To do.
I know. It was a great way. Because
sometimes determination also fuel you to get to
it was awesome. Yeah. I like, the scene shocked me.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, that was
just powerful. I was like,
was
hilarious.
I was like, because I was sleepy a little bit when I started watching it. Because I was like, let me satisfy this chick, my sister here. But then when I saw that scene, I was like, I'm awake. Because mm-hmm. that thing shocked the mess out of me. I was like, he single-handedly
And I
did that?
Also think it's really interesting, like, the slight differences between, like, Rama and Beam's yes. power. Because mm-hmm. Beam is, like, water strength. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Rama's, like, resilience, because you can keep beating on him, and he's not going to... Well, they both you can keep beating they on him, they're resilience. Not going to go down. But I feel like Rama was more, like, skill.
He had a burn.
Yes.
Like, Russian he was, like, because you saw, fire he was, like, he was... when he would, like, when they fought at the governor's mansion... Rama was like punching him and stuff, and you know Beam was going back a couple steps, but Beam punched him and he went back like 5 feet. See,
mm-hmm. just like in the move in the when the song when they were doing Bantu song,
the
title one is Bantu, but if you see the Nacho Nacho song, we'll call it, what's his name again? I keep forgetting.
Rama.
Mm-hmm. He was going to last longer in that
dance
again.
Off,
but
yeah.
because he saw the girl like
the white
Beam,
girl, the Beam, like the white
she
girl.
She gave it up, but that tells you in the end, if you really look at, he could have, he was easily gonna beat Beam anyway. Mm-hmm. That just tell you how powerful he was in town.
Yeah,
and sexy like, too. You know oh what I'm saying?
First of all, let's talk about this guy. Especially Rama's my favorite.
Rama's my favorite.
He
sorry,
is hot. Rama, as far as like, I mean, woo! they're both good looking in
they're
their own way.
Good looking,
but Rama,
oh my god,
he was doing the trading thing up. After he got back, and like the bears. I'm like, this is such a thirst trap right here.
Seriously,
oh my god, get the actor's name because y'all need to see.
I follow both of them on Instagram. Thank you.
Y'all need
but
to
they're
see
married,
how
so
the
tough
sexy.
Luck, people.
They're both married?
They both married.
Damn.
With children.
Damn.
I feel like, you know, over there in but Indian I mean, culture, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I feel like it's probably not, it's very rare that you're going to find the bachelor.
Well, you know, Tiger Shroff is single, so, you know, Tiger Shroff, call
Come
me.
Come at me, Tiger. Anyway.
Well, I back off. Hit your question. You're not married anymore, so you can come to me too. Then thank you.
Oh, but speaking okay. of, I his also want to talk
what is
about
his name,
like
Chola? His name is Ram. His name is Alluri Sitarama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the one that played Beam mm-hmm. was NT. His name is NT Rama Rao Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are the actors that cool. played the two main. And then Ajay Devgan, who's a veteran Bollywood actor,
Ajay Devgan
was also in it.
Kojo's wife
and Alia Bhatt was in it. But also, you guys, the guy that played one of Thor's friends. In the Marvel movies, he played the main villain, the main white governor.
Yes.
That's
Thor.
The guy in Thor. The one that,
the one
I
that
forget his
eats.
Name. The one that eats
oh,
the big
snap.
One with the red hair.
That's him. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I what? Thought it was so cool that he was in this.
I did not even realize that.
Yes.
But I did want to talk about one thing. Well, in pretty much in every Bollywood movie, the music I love, but I also liked the theme because, like, mm-hmm. in certain parts,
of
they had like a theme that they would play.
Yes.
I can't remember what it
was.
Oh, like,
theme music. The one with the song. That song. Like, the one the little girl kept humming. Because they sang it a couple times.
Yeah, they did sing it.
I don't know if it was that one or not.
But
it's certain powerful points or, like, kind of, like, more subtle points.
The score
of
the movie.
Yeah, the score was beautiful. Maybe it's, like, the main score. Because, you know, in a lot of movies, there's the main score and they change it up a little bit and play it throughout. I noticed it because it was just so good.
I'm sorry, but I have to say this. In Bollywood film, even if the film is trash, the music will be fire no matter what. I have never seen a Bollywood movie where the music is not on point.
Yeah, Sheila. Even the bad movies,
the music is good.
Like, that's true.
You can pick a song. You hated Chandi Chop to China.
Oh my God, Chandi Chop.
And I never watched that.
Chandi Chop. No, it's not Chandi Chop to China. It's Chinook Express.
Oh, China Express.
China Express. That movie was terrible.
But the song was good.
The song was good. So, Shere Khan, you did your thing, but that's not for him. He's not supposed to do that kind of stuff.
Anyway, but that's my thing with in Bollywood films. The music will be fire. The score will be beautiful. All the different instruments. They always combine their traditional instruments, like the sitar and their type of drumming.
Oh, my, I love
the strings and all that.
It's beautiful.
Speaking of, this is going to be a slight tangent and also kind of a slight going back into the blurting out part. Mm-hmm. But the most recent thing that came to the Altria Theater was the band's visit. So it's this Broadway, it's a newer one, probably not more than 10 years old, and it's about this Egyptian band. They're like a military band or a police band, and they come to is it Israel? I think it might be Israel, because they're invited to like the Arab something center to play for the people, but they're supposed to go to one city. And the cities have like a very similar sounding name. One is B and one is P. And so they ask at the bus station, can we get a ticket to something? And then the person at the tracer is like, and it sounds the same to him. So they go to the wrong place. But it's just really good. But the music, this like Arabic music, is just fire. And it's
instruments are these.
Like the ones in Miss Marvel.
It's some type of guitar-looking thing.
It's called sitar.
I thought it might be a sitar, but I wasn't for sure. Because I was like, it's just fire.
Yes.
It's a beautiful instrument.
There's something about like Bollywood movies, like, it's like a power.
Yeah,
like,
it's the drumming. It's the drums. Like, I remember, I'm thinking of Om Shanti Om music.
Oh my God.
Of that, where they're like, dun, 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 and then she's dancing. Then they're like, dun, 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 and you're just like watching it. And before they go into the, bah, 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 and you're just like, damn, this thing is like, that drum just hits you when she's doing the dancing. Ooh. In the beginning, Om Shanti Om. That song, Kissing. Remember they go like the drum, boom, and then she dances. It's an Om Shanti Om.
I can't remember that part. I haven't watched it in a while. I need to rewatch it.
The dance, one of the songs in Om Shanti Om where you meet Deepika's character, and it's like a song. It's the song, Kissing. Before they get into the song, they have this fire drum thing where she dances first.
When they were playing those different characters.
Y'all need to watch Om Shanti Om.
Think back to on Netflix. Is it?
What was that? What was that?
No. Moripia.
Moripia. Atanachale.
And then they got the drums through.
It's such emotion. And also the singing, the way they sing in Indian culture, the way they sing, you just like, yes, they like do like a,
London Dreams will show you very well how that looks. London Dreams is very good.
What would you call it? But it's like this kind of,
basically it's an out of this world.
How do you pronounce that word?
Because it's vibration. It's not vibrato.
Ulation or something? Because they say the same thing about like the Xena thing. Like, it's that.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know how to say the word, but something that, you know, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so beautiful because they're like,
the scats.
They can just sing. They can make a song off the.
Oh my gosh, yes. I watched this little boy do that.
And I'm just like, I love it.
But it is.
It kicks me out every
time.
That's
probably part of it. I guess maybe, and I don't know if it's just a human thing, but something about like that drum thing just gets you. It's
since
like
fire. Yes. That's why I love African music. It's just because we have the talking drum in our culture, and then the drums in African music is just
when you play those drums. Best. It's because it's talking to you, as we
like,
they say.
They're
talking
saying
drums.
Something. That's what they call it, like that.
So
yeah,
it's talking to you, and it just gets everybody in. Like, you just get people crazy now.
I think that's part of why, like in Black American culture. HBCU bands, the marching bands. That's why everybody's like fire. It's like, F this football team, but let me hear the marching band, just like in drumline and whatnot. It's the drums, because there's something about the drums. And it's just like, it's culture. And, you know, I think it comes from like our roots, African culture. But it seems like it applies to other cultures as well, because you look like Indian culture. Maybe it's just the whole tribal thing.
I think so.
Everywhere. It's just the drums. You know, because it seems
percussion.
Like... Yeah.
It's true. Anyway, let's go back to the movie. So one of the things that I was like, besides, I guess because every time I see a movie where the British people went to a certain culture region and oppressed the people and overdid it, just, they're always evil, like always. And I was just like, they're responsible for so many things, so many bad things, colorism, all this racism, everything. And I'm just like, why do they always go everywhere, oppress and like devalue the people? I'm not gonna lie, it infuriated me the way the white people were portrayed in this. But that's what they did, and that's what how the people saw them. Because they were just doing the most heinous things.
It was terrible.
They just took that woman's daughter like she was not like, no, this is my daughter, not yours.
This is a person. And I remember they locked her up.
How are you gonna lock up a child? Like, come on.
And I remember like at one point in the movie, Beam is like, do white women not have daughters?
Yes. Do they
like,
not have to?
Why do they not realize the pain the whole time.
So they only brought her out anytime she wanted to do a party.
Basically, they locked the child up like a clown, like she was a caged animal.
I was vexed like crazy.
Yeah.
That's one thing to be evil to another race, but to a child of that race, I was vexed like
crazy. That's why Beam was like, do they not have feelings? Do they not feel pain?
Beam was like, I'm getting my girl out. He was like, I'm getting her out.
I'm sorry.
Can I just say the whole scene when the breakout scene? Wow. That man brought all them damn animals.
All those animals that he had to train.
And I love the payoff because I was confused because like at the beginning of the movie when they're like trying to capture the tiger, he's like, I'm sorry, I need you for my... And I thought he was going to use like the pelt or something.
I thought so too.
And then when they have all the animals, I'm like,
I was like, so he was collecting them. When you see the guy who was actually talking when he first went to Ram, you see him feeding the tiger, but you don't see him. So you're like,
you hear something, but you don't know exactly. It's like, it's not like a wild animal.
So why is he keeping... And then all of a sudden, he just roll out with all his animals and everything. And it's like, wow.
This is dedication. This was a larger than life film. Like there were so many scenes, so many action. It had comedy too.
Yes.
The bromance song
was beautiful.
I love the scenes where they were becoming friends.
Yeah.
And you like, it was a very nice montage.
Honestly, it felt like Ram was so lonely and by himself, and he was disappointed because after he risked his life fighting those 500 men, he still didn't get risen up in the ranks. And so,
like he's supposed to.
Unfortunately, I just was so sad about how it had to pit them against each other.
Oh my god! At the end,
but it was like once we found, because I'm not gonna lie, when I saw that before we knew what was behind Rama, I was so mad at Rama. I was like, Rama, you trash right now.
Because I was like, is it gonna be like because Beam dies? Is he gonna have a change of heart? Like
I thought when you first watched the movie, I was so pissed at him. I watched the trailer of the movie, so that's why I was already.
And then the time where he had to hit him, and I felt bad for him because he had to whip Beam and whip him so badly because the lady was like, I don't see blood.
Oh, and then he's not kneeling
and
down.
And I'm looking at her the entire time like, this bitch.
That's why I love the way she died. I love the way she died.
It was justice.
Oh, but yes, get that house blown up on your ass. Like, oh my God. And I love that her husband just found her like...
And crying.
But the main governor was just like, I'm looking above.
I'm sorry, they took everything down. And then he's like,
and I was like, you deserve that, bitch.
Seriously. You deserve that. It was crazy.
Oh my God, yo. That was just... And then when we finally realized... the story behind his family, and then the fact that the governor learned, okay, so you're not really one of us. They put him in such the smallest cell I ever seen in my life in the ground. So
that was after he was already into another cell before that.
Yeah, that was like 2 days before he was supposed to be executed.
They put him in the cell, and they were like, "Oh, we giving him only food once a week, and it's not even that much food." But when they saw him, he was still getting buff and good looking still.
So they only like to show. I'm not gonna lie.
Speaking of, I found that to be a little bit of a plot hole because, like, when Beam had Rama on his shoulders when they were escaping, it was because like his legs were all effed up and stuff. But then he's firing arrows, and I'm like, he's standing up and running. I'm like, okay, so what happened?
It's because they put those little things on his the herbs on his legs.
They wrap
herbs on his legs and everything. So they knew what would help more because, you know,
that helps. That helps.
Doing all
that
stuff.
I was like, wait a minute.
Just
here.
Like he did with the vapor on the snake bite, too. Yeah. They knew what to do.
Oh my God, that part was scary. So like, that's how much Beam loved him. Like, he was trying to do, but still trying to save his life. And then Beam, that part must have been so. I feel bad for Rama, actually, at that part.
I did. Because
Rama's like, no, not you.
He was
not
so upset, but he was still thinking, okay, I have to take
you
down.
He's like, not my friend. I don't want to take down my friend.
And it makes you,
Makes you think of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. And it makes you think of people like spies and stuff, like how or undercover people, how lonely they are. That has to be. Like,
it also makes you think of the freedom fighters. Because the director, I saw an interview, the director was like, he wanted to do a film about the different freedom fighters. And he's like, even though this is fictional, he was like, there's a couple of them that met each other at certain times and they were involved in all this fighting, the British, and doing all these things. And it was very interesting. I remember even in the Kamala story, in the, what was it
Ms. Marvel?
Ms. Marvel, they had talked about, because the partition was the British messing up their whole thing. They're like, okay, we're leaving India now. We're not going to deal with this. But okay, y'all Muslims go here, y'all go here, and we're just going to split you up to a whole thing. Cause a bunch of problems where people were killing themselves. And I just thought about how, like, they just came in, they effed their stuff, and then they were like, we out.
They did the same thing in our country, but I found it really cool, the very very ending with the dance numbers and the different people, even though I didn't know who they are.
Oh, those are real ones, the pictures
I figured. But it felt very similar. It hit me in a way similar to The Harder They Fall, where I've seen these pictures and I've seen this movie, I'm like, I'm interested to go and look up who these people are
and what they did.
And the fact that they had like two or three women, I was like, come through.
Especially when it's the patriarchal culture that has. But the women were doing stuff too.
Seriously. Just thought that was so cool. And it was like, it was very well executed, where it's like, even someone of another culture, it's like, this movie was so good. I'm interested. Who are these people? Yes. I would like to know.
They told a story about the one with the one from the sea. Saw that one. It was an old one.
Oh, okay.
They have an Indian movie about that one. And then the lady too.
Well, one quality of Bollywood, I told y'all, I studied this in my world history class. So I did a whole deep dive into Bollywood film. So Bollywood films also, like, they reinforce cultural values and are very nationalistic too. But this one was like in a very good way. But I like the movies we watched, like Toilet and Padme. Where they address the bad things, the bad cultural things in India. You guys gotta watch those films too.
Toilet was cruel.
But I like this one too, where they are emphasizing their history, the struggle, and the pride that they felt in these people who were fighting for India to be independent from the British.
Yeah. My favorite scene, again, is with Ram again. Of course. This gorgeous man. But my favorite scene in that one is when,
which movie?
I only saw in one movie him, but I'm going to continue watching now because I saw him in the commercial. He looked good. But anyway, when he was Bean saving from the jail cell. Oh my God, when Beam got him back bandaged up and then dressed him in like the original Rama,
where he had the luscious hair.
I was about to
and
say
then
something.
And all of a sudden you see the scene oh my gosh, he looked so freaking good. It was ridiculous.
Oh my God, that hair was so good.
I never doubted that he wasn't an Indian. Like, because the whole movie you were like, this guy is a traitor to the Indians. Yes. But then he came through.
He wore the suits and everything.
And it changed his outlook for that.
If y'all know. Like, so they said, they said something like in the song about Rama. Was that like the statue? Was that
Rama's a god?
Yeah. Okay, yes. I didn't know if he was a god, because they said the emperor, so I didn't know if he was like a legend, like a human legend, or if he was supposed to be a god.
Yeah, Rama's a god.
Rama's a god. Okay,
one of the gods. Yep.
But yeah, but also, man, his voice, Beam. Oh my gosh,
yeah,
it was awesome.
He had the power of bass.
Doing at that point. You already knew, okay, he's well within himself and he's ready to fight with his people.
Yes.
And he's like, Bing, show him what we need to do. Oh my God, it was beautiful.
It was just wonderful.
The arrows. Oh my God. To be honest, some awesome graphics in the movie was so good, especially at that part.
And then you see the fire open up, and it's like the arrow.
Yes.
And then after the arrow comes in, he's there looking all sexy.
Oh my God. Just posing in his
made me want to do some archery, damn it.
Seriously.
Like, how can I learn how to do this?
Back arch.
Yes, Bahu Bali made me want to do some archery too. When they choose some good fighting scenes. Anyway, but this movie it's just delivered. I have to watch it one more time. I've only watched it once. But I would watch it again.
Times. Yeah, this is one where I would want to show it to my mom.
Yes. It's a good movie. Like, it has a thing for everybody. I even loved the little romance. The white girl helped Beam out because Beam fell in love with the white girl, which was surprised
they
went that way.
At the beginning, I know he liked her. I wasn't sure if he had fallen in love with her. But at the end, I was like,
in the end, he did. But I think he was trying to be nice to her to get in.
He loved her, though.
He liked her because she showed interest first.
I think
to be
love
honest,
is
really.
A strong word. He couldn't even communicate with her.
He liked her. She liked him more. She
I
like
think, I no. Think both, I think they both like each other.
They like each other,
but on the same amount. Different sides. But what I like was that the girl, the white girl, that he was like, she was kinder. She wasn't like all the other British people treating them like lesser people.
She was humane. She was like, you can't just treat him any type of way.
And he liked her for that.
She gave him the plans for the jail because she knew that this shit was wrong.
The only issue I have is like, she was nice, but then you see this girl being locked up, and why did you not try to do anything for her? That's the only issue I've had with her. It's like,
I mean, let me get all these toys. Let me get all these things.
Because, you know, the British are about rank, and she was a guest in that place. That's not, but a lady of the house.
They had to have a whole plan,
true.
And they had all these soldiers, and they had the one door that wouldn't open until the other
that's
door. I'm
true.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
But then she, but if he, she was also in that high rank too, anyway.
No, she wasn't above the governor's wife, and that girl was a problem.
That's
she
true.
Was
that's
belonged
true.
To the governor. The governor wanted her locked up. She's nothing she could do.
Ranking as well. That's true.
Yeah, she was like a visitor there. Or a guest or an aunt or a cousin or something. So she don't have, they are very much about rank
ranking
in the British
too,
culture.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You know,
so
she don't have a whole lot of
power. She just
like, can you not? What could she do?
She can do.
She's not like a Harriet Tubman. So like, where's she gonna go? Where's she gonna go? She's also in a foreign country. Where you? Where she?
And she. The only thing is because. Those kind of people, you might not have any sympathy for them because you're like, you're part of the problem, but you are recognized that there's a problem and
basically,
that this is wrong, but you're not doing enough to do anything because you don't have the power to do enough because you can't change your whole
and I disagree
society.
With doing enough because I think she did what she could
she
with what the
what
power
she had.
Yeah.
She
did that's exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. Because she didn't have power. She's also a woman in the British
She did what she could. She put herself between
her family.
The abusers and the people trying to abuse other people.
That's true.
That's the only thing she could do.
Yeah. So and then she did help at the one
she
point.
Did.
She tried.
Oh, no, she helped.
She tried to do what she could.
Even at the end. We can't say anything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Even at the end when she gave him all the, like the, what to call it. It was nice.
It was nice.
She did
so,
good.
Yeah. Anyway. So are we ready? Any other points to make about RRR?
Let me think.
The music was good.
I was so pleasantly surprised to see that the mother was alive because I straight up thought she was dead.
After they knocked her out in the beginning.
Yeah.
The little Molly's got money.
Like,
when
he found Molly in the, like, between the bars in
like,
the house.
Damn.
And she was like, I want to go back to my mom. And I looked at his expression. I was like, I think she dead, dude.
I thought she was.
I thought she was, too.
I thought she was
knocked her out.
Because I looked at his expression as well because I felt like he was like, I don't want to tell you, but your mom's dead.
That British soldier knocked her the mess out. And
that,
I was like,
that wood.
And her head was bleeding out. I thought she was dead too.
I mean, splinters everything.
Sure she was dead. Because wasn't her eyes open too? I was like, she dead.
I thought she was dead.
He knocked her out bad. And I was like, it was so inhumane too.
It
but
was.
It was
oh my
like,
God, it was horrible.
I was shocked. And I saw it. I was like,
that's
damn.
Like the first scene you see. The
first
the,
things
the,
in the beginning, 10 minutes.
When you like, oh, you like, okay, what is this movie going to? And then boom, like, oh my
you're like,
God.
Oh, that's not a movie.
This is what I'm seeing. So that means it's going to be worse.
Oh man,
it was like five times a little bit. It was in the beginning.
Okay. It was in the very
last thing I was saying. Because
that's
just
the story where he tells the story.
Okay.
It's like wow. So
last
this
thing I'll comment on is I love the dance number where they were like. The two guys are like, no, let's bring some of our culture to these white people.
Yeah.
And then they
not
brought,
to my,
and then,
my brother.
And you know how Indian, I'm not going to lie, you have to kind of suspend with your disbelief because you're just like, how do all these white people know how to do the dance? But it was
I
funny because
like
they were laughing.
But
like
if you
learning
see
it,
they were teaching them. At least in this one.
He was showing them how to do it.
And then they were looking. To be honest,
and then he was like, oh, I can do this too. But then he fell out.
The people who are doing the movie were the two guys.
You have energy to do some Bollywood
dance. Oh my God,
the way they were jumping.
Oh my God, yeah.
Such energy.
That was
like, oh my God, I would be passed out.
Oh my gosh.
If there was a contest doing
and
that
also,
dance, I would have been, I'd be out. I'd
I also
out.
Love the camaraderie there because when they were all laughing and the black dude on the drums was like,
yes.
This ain't funny.
Exactly.
Know,
yeah.
When he's
yeah.
like,
he was the only
brown
one
bars.
Out there with the rest of the white musicians. He's like, that ain't funny.
Mm-hmm. The black dude was like, the one black dude that was in this movie.
Seriously.
I was like,
I'm with y'all.
I was like, there's a black dude.
Exactly, because they were in India too.
Mm-hmm.
They brought them over, of course,
of
from
course.
Africa. Anyway, but I just thought it was hilarious because he was like, I got you on the beat.
The beat. And he played that drum.
Anyway, are y'all ready for the rating time?
Yeah.
All right, so we, as you know, give our ratings in glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to give a half a point, you say a monocle. If you want to give a quarter of a point, you say a contact lens, okay? So, we're going to let you, since you're our guest today, Shashi, what would you rate this?
Out of 10 glasses.
Rate it 10.
Out of 10.
Out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
I already 10 shades, because you know why? Shades is darker, and it was good.
I love your reasoning. I'm going to give it shades. Okay, Okay, you know what? We're going to do shades right now, this whole right. episode. I'm going to also give this a 10 shades because this is a fire movie.
Seriously.
I need to watch it again. I highly recommend it.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie, like, it didn't even, watching it, even though it was 3 hours, you I really did not feel it.
Yeah,
I really
it just, didn't. It kept moving. It kept, like, it, kept it was going. Just.
It was like,
bam, it had actually, excellent pacing. It didn't, it never got so too. Slow where you're like, okay, it's dragging. Because, you know, it's fine for a movie to slow down, yes. but you just don't want it to drag.
Too long. And then Indian people are known for having not the best graphics in their movies.
This is fire.
Yeah.
That's
before, even but, some other yeah, time,
they,
but
they,
now
they make a lot of the animations too, though.
But now the graphics,
oh my god,
because
yeah,
the,
I was like, this is some excellent like special effects
or
whatever
so
they did.
They
didn't
do
it, like, but anyway, this is getting the average is gonna be 10 shades, y'all, because
ten
I also
shades,
give it 10 shades.
Yes,
you know, we don't have a website yet. We got a landing page, y'all. By the way, subscribe to our email list. But when we do put the website up, we're gonna change it from glasses to shades for this particular episode.
Yes, yes. And don't forget to follow us, guys, and be checking out our reels, y'all. Be checking out our reels. Support us. Be checking out our Instagram reels.
Right,
y'all
yeah.
see us on all our social medias. Yeah.
Yeah, people listen to them. They are so funny on this thing. I've been listening to them myself also on Spotify.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Shay.
I have to support you people.
And we so happy to have you on the podcast.
Yeah. I've been trying to get your butt on here
y'all
for a long
to,
time.
Y'all need to check out the reel that Bo did. I think it's on Bo's like personal channel, but like it was, I laughed out loud, Shashi,
yes.
when you were like, it's deep. It's deep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah!
I gotta get that
deep,
for you guys.
Deep, you know, yeah, deep.
My purple backpack. You're like, this is deep.
Backpack,
this is deep.
Backpack, yes.
It was because it's purple.
Backpack.
All right,
song.
Y'all. We're gonna be heading out now. Watch our check out all the stuff that we're talking about in the show notes. It'll be detailed, y'all. Y'all got a lot to watch with the show notes.
Yeah,
this time.
Y'all do.
Yeah, but just enjoy it. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's amazing, you guys.
It's a family movie as well.
Love it.
Yes, get your whole family to watch RR. Sit down. RR. You
eat some popcorn.
RR.
Chips.
RR. It sounded like two R's for a second.
Yeah, it did.
There's three R's, you guys.
It's three R's.
Rise, roar, and revolt. There we go.
RR and R.
All right. On that note, we out, y'all.
Bye.
Remember to always blur out.
Blur out.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe to our show on whatever podcast listening app you use and share the show with other blurred and non-blurred family and friends. And if you like this episode, please subscribe to our email newsletter at blurredtalkbw.ck.page and also rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts.
Intro and outro music is Twilight by Caption. You can find them on SoundCloud, username Caption spelled CAPSHUN. Show notes by Ola Hansen, audio engineering by Whitney Booker.
And don't forget to get social, you guys. You can email us at blurredtalkbw@gmail.com. And our social media handles on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok is at blurredtalkbw. And our YouTube channel is youtube.com/@blurredtalkbw. And we've got our individual things going on too. You can find the Triple F Queen on Instagram at Triple F Queen B as in boy. And my YouTube channel is youtube.com/@TripleFQueenB.
And you can find me, Whitney, at Luminabi Studios, my company. And the email address is wit@luminabi.com, spelled W-H-I-T at L-U-M-E-N-A-V-I.com. And you can also find me on Twitter at Luminabi Studios.